Boker R.
It's the needle for a
Okay, today we're holding a defiant test. And we had just discussed yesterday the din of a charitz, which is the equivalent, at least in the way it's presented, the words are the equivalent of the words about a kotel. The question is whether the relationship of the rochav arba over here is the same. When it comes to a charitz, then our concern is, actually, the point at which it becomes inconvenient to hop over. So here we have a new dimension. When it comes to a mechitza, generally speaking, even if the mechitza is only one molecule thick, you can't go through it, I mean, unless you break it, but it's there. When it comes to a charit, the charit actually has no meaning to me as a break between the two chatzeros, unless it's something that I generally don't walk over. So over here, the shir of arba'ah that we have is not in order to provide a makom choshev in the middle to deal with the elements of the dinim of the perot as it was with the kotel. Over here, it's fundamental to the actual hefsek between the chatzerot. Now, we saw yesterday that if you put a bridge up over the charit, so then the two chatzerot are joined as if by a doorway. Same thing would be true about a gizustra, which is above the ground. By the way, you should know that Tosis learns the gizustra, the vechein, the shtei gizustraot, is not referring to the bridge. The shtei gizustraot is coming to tell me that the shear of four applies there. In other words, that if the two gizustraot are not that far apart, but you could walk over from one to the other, and they're less than four, so it's also considered to be the same. Okay, but in any event, what got us interested yesterday was the din in the Mishnah that says that if there's a filler in the charitz, then the filler turns it all into a bayit, into a chotzer achat. And because of that, you have no choice but to be ma'arev, both of them together. Obviously, it's talking about where you have more than a petach. In other words, you have a full esra amot and so on. The question is, said the Gemara yesterday, that the implication in the Mishnah is that if it's Teben Okash, then you have to actually be Mavatale. So then, Molei Afar Otsorot, then it seems to be even Min Hastam, that that's considered to be a fill. Right? So we asked, today, now in the third line up from the last word, Melo Afar, the implications is that Melo Afar is without further ado. In other words, a field of istama. It's not talking about where I said beferush, okay, I'm sticking this in, and it's meant to stay here. Because if it's meant to stay here, the same thing would have been true about the Tevin. So is this the case, says the Gemara? We'll just review this, actually. We did this yesterday. Vatznan bayachimil uhu Tevin otzorot ubitlo batel. Bitlo in lo bitlo lo. So over here, the case was legabe a mate in a house. We'll see in the course of today that it's talking specifically about a house, not really talking about a kever house, because then the dinim of bitl would be different. But at this point, we don't realize that it's the nature of the actual building that's going to make a difference. But clearly, if you think about it, our assumptions as to what the future is about the Teven or about the Afar is clearly going to be different if we're filling up a kuch or if we're filling up a house. House is meant to be filled with either Afar or Teven, and if we have to assume that's them, it's going to be removed. A kuch, on the other hand, one could say, if you filled it, you filled it and it left there. But right now, we don't know that difference. So you went ahead now. There's a mate, or a sufficient min ha-mate to be matame ba'ohel. And you filled up the house with Teven or Tzrorot. If you were Mavatalit, it's Batel. Meaning that if you didn't Beferush say, I don't intend to take away, and the Tzrorot are the equivalent of Afar, obviously. So if I don't say Beferush, I mean to leave it here, then we view the house as still being Poteach Tefach and preventing Bukat of the Tuma anyway, even though in fact there's something here. Now that means that Afar is no different than Teva. And yet our Mishnah is making this distinction, saying if the Charitz is filled with Afar, then you can assume that it's going to stay there. So Rav Huna said yesterday, Mantana Ohalot Reb Yossi. We said that we're going to see why he invokes Reb Yossi, but clearly he was aware of the fact that Reb Yossi dealt with this issue. And therefore he said the Mishnah in Ohalot that we just quoted, which by the way, there is no such Mishnah, it's sort of a conglomeration of it. As Tosis points out, I mean, there's various elements of it, it's not precisely the way we quoted it. But in effect, this is the case. So the Reb Yossi is probably the author of that Mishnah. Asks the Gemara today, second line on Ayin Tet. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's all very nice that you know that Reb Yossi spoke about it, but if you look into it, it turns out it's exactly the opposite of the Mishnah in Ohalot. Reb Yossi Ibcha Shaminanai. He's the one that actually makes the difference between Teven and Afar, which, if anything, is the Mishnah here in Erevin. It's the opposite of what it said in Ohalot. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer Teven V'enatid Lefanoto. If you have Teven, which you have no intention of moving, even though you weren't Mevatelet, Hareyu Kistam Afar Ubatel. Okay, so in other words, Stam Afar, without there being any intention one way or the other, just ended up here, is considered to be Batel. Somebody who puts Teven down without any plans of taking it away, that's as good as Stam Afar. Afar, where there is an intent to remove it, is the same as Stam Teven. And it's not Batel. So in other words, the difference, according to Reb Yossi, is Stam Teven is Batel, is not Batel, Stam Afar is Batel. That's exactly what our Mishnah says, the opposite of what the Mishnah in Ohalot about filling up the bayit with the maintenance is. Elam Rabasi, Mantana Erevin, Reb Yossi. Sorry. If you're going to have it anyway, then clearly there must be that the Tanakama, in other words, whoever it is that Reb Yossi is arguing, the Rabbonim over there, is the author of the Mishnah Alot. And actually, Reb Yossi was the author of our Mishnah, in which the Tana takes for granted that there's a difference between Afar Stam and Teven Stam. Whereas Rav Huna, Bereder of Yeshua, says, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. What is the Havamina to compare Shabbos to the Dinim of Bittul and Tuma? Tuma, Shabbat Karamita, Hanach, Yisur Shabbat, Afilu Arneki, Nami, Vavata Linish. I mean, would you say that if a guy fills up a house with gold coins that it's potel? I would assume he intends to take it to a bank, but when it comes to Shabbos, he does not intend to move the coins. Because of Shabbos. What does one have to do with the other? So therefore, Teven has one status vis-a-vis the Dinim of Shabbat. And now over here, the Afar, obviously, is not going to move on Shabbat. That's all that we're concerned about. Rav Ashi says, I don't understand, Bichlal, what your question is. Forget about the difference of Shabbat and Tum'ah. How about the difference in the physical case? You're going to compare a trench with a house? Well, what's the comparison? Bayit acharitz karamita. That's what you're asking. Bishleim acharitz lemitai nekoi. I mean, the point of a charitz in the middle of a chutzner is that it's meant to be filled. Well, we want people falling into the charitz all the time. So anything that's in there, we can assume is going to stay there. Mashenkim, when it comes to bayit, what is it? Bayit lemitai nekoi. A house is not meant to be filled. So even if it happens to be filled now, you know that you're going to be getting Poalim and bring in that tractor and you're going to get everything out. So therefore, by a bayit, of course it's not considered to be automatically stam offer to be bought. But in a trench, of course it would be. Natan alav neser shirocha barba. If you put a bridge across it, then the bridge has to be four tvachim. Once it's four tvachim, it becomes a petach. Once it's a petach, it gives you the option Rotsu ma'arvim echad, and if not, you can have ma'arvim shnayim, correct? Omar Rava says, Rava, do not make any mistake about understanding. You don't really need a neser rochav arba unless you're using it as a bridge. But you could use the same neser, and it could be even 1 inch wide, if you place it lengthwise along the break. And here's where we clarify that the break of the charitz is the issue. You put this neser lengthwise along the charitz, you support it on the other end with some pegs or something, you know, with a couple of legs into the charitz. Now the distance between the edge of the Netzer, don't show it to me, show it to the people who like to see it. The end of the Netzer to the other end of the Charitz is now less than 4, that's all that counts. You don't really need a bridge to go all the way across. And therefore, in such a case, even the slightest amount, because as long as it's less than 4, we consider it to be bridgeable by your feet. You walk across it. So once it gets to be Arbat, you don't walk across it. No. We don't need Lovewood. Even would be a one tefa.
But this is a step, they must be able to step on it?
Yeah. Then you step on it, supported by legs, into the Charitz, but now there's less than
that.
Oh, what would that? Look at that.
It actually makes much more sense when you see this particular one.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't it? It just adds on. It's like a little lip that you walk out onto.
Okay.
Like a diving board.
Okay.
A jumping board.
Jumping.
Okay.
As if he's actually narrowing.
Narrowing the gap. Exactly. They would try that in London. They'd save an awful lot of announcements. In any event, it continues the Gemara. Zechem, Shei Gizutraot Zo Keneged Zo. Omar Rova, Hadi Amrit Zo Keneged Zo. Ain, now, the gears over here got a little bit messed up over here. What it should say is, Hadi Tzan Vechem Shnei Gizutraot Zo Keneged Zo, which is Mach Zeh Keneged Zo in Zo Shelo Keneged Zo, Lo, Ozula Malamizo. There too, in both cases, we would only say that Zola Malamizo Lo Nami Lo Arman Alashish Ben Zelaza Shoshat Fakim. The difference between the two Gizustraot, between the parallelism of the two Gizustraot, is only violated if it goes beyond Lovud. So in other words, if it's higher than 3 tvachim, one is somewhat higher, then it becomes unstable. The person's worried about climbing from one gezustra to the other, or on a daf, or according to Tosfos, he's afraid he'll fall if he has to step up or step down. So Rava is saying two things. First of all, when you say zo keneged zo and zo shalek lo keneged zo, furthermore, zo lamalami zo also no. Both of that, lo amar lo sheyesh ben zel azeh shloshat tvachim. The difference has to be 3 tvachim. So if it's at an angle that you're going to have the daf come out, and on one point closer to the edge, and on the other point closer to the middle, so then that would have to be at least 3 tvachim different. Some don't have that girsa, and the Shulchan Aruch apparently doesn't have that girsa. Because the problem of having the offset gezustraot is two possible problems. One problem is that we said, since the daf, if we're learning that it's a daf, since the daf is considered to be a petach, we learned earlier at the beginning of the Masechta that people do not make the petach keren zavit. Remember? Yeah. So at the corner, it's not considered to be a valid petach. So if you're going to have to go in a diagonal to cross the corners, then it loses the chain petach because it's unnormal. In this case, where we're talking about walking across the board like the man on the flying trapeze, so there's obviously a simpler explanation, which is not, forget about the halakha, whether people make a petach in the corner. The question is, whether you feel secure walking across it. If that's the issue, it really doesn't matter whether it's lovud or not lovud, it would have to be totally zeshalok and negatzer. In other words, it's not the offset nature that's important. It's the fact that it's completely offset. In other words, where you'd have to walk between the corners. So there we're saying, if some play, according to that girsa, the way we have it, the way I just read it, which is the box change, then if there's some cross area that's still, or even lovud area, that would be sufficient. That's not true if the issue is people not making a petach b'keren zavit. It might be true if it comes to the question of security. But the truth is, the gear says we have it, makes much more sense. That the 3 is only an issue if you're climbing up and down, and it's not noticeable. But if the mirpasot are offset, You're not going to try to tell me that because it's love that the guy's going to say to himself, okay, now it's not a flying trapeze because it says in the Gemara that Shloish and Tvachim is going to be loving him, and that, what kind of business is that? Or that it's suddenly not going to be Bekeren Zav is because it's love, and why is it Bekeren Zav? You still have to do it at the diagonal. So therefore, the gears that we have that doesn't mention, it only says it on the last piece, Zulamalami Zulo, Velo Amran Ella, is a very logical nusach. It has nothing to do with the offset at all. So if you have Bein Zeh Lezeh Shlosha, but if it's three, less than three in other words, then it's called a Gezustra Akuma. Then it's called a Rova type of Gezustra, in which everything is perfectly straight. And that little bit, that's a problem to call. So Bemela, it's not considered to be offset at all.
These two different houses, I
understand. Two different Gezustra. Oh, forget about houses.
Belonging to two different
apartments. They belong to two different, they are the equivalent of a chatzer. A chatzer in the air is a Gezustra. This is Bote Ungar. Exactly that. It's a second story Gezustra along which people walk to get into their homes.
So what is it? How do you get across? There's a plank?
Yeah, you put a plank. Yeah. Oh, my rug. Oops, sorry. I ruined it. Want to try it again? We're up to the Mishnah. I ruined it by interrupting your Zot Halakha Mishnah.
Sorry about that.
Can you redo it?
Zot the Halakha Mishnah.
Now, as we already saw earlier, a matbein is not similar to tevin that is in a hole. A matbein is there, and it's not nogea, bitul or not bitul. The fact that it's present makes the two chatzerot separate from each other, and if it doesn't have a door in it, it doesn't matter that it's only a matbein. Once it's gevoah sarat vachim, you have no choice. And you have to be ma'arev two separate eruvim, and there's no way for you to be ma'arev one. And the fact is that you could continue to allow your animal to nibble on the matbein, and they could be nibbling away at either side, and when they meet, they could put up a plaque, and nonetheless, this would still be all right. So we're not choshesh, in other words, that there's going to be a problem in which the gradual nibbling will have reduced the height of the mechitza, and you won't have noticed and think that you could still get away with two separate Erevin and ruin it. We'll see what this is talking about in mid Shabbat, if it's talking about before Shabbat, but you didn't notice.
But this is a joint property that who is the medrin belong to?
Joint property in what sense? Ownership?
Yeah.
Ownership is irrelevant. Use? Also irrelevant. Geometry? That's the issue. So therefore, by definition, what will determine if it's a joint property is whether there's a mechitza in the middle. If there's a mechitza, then it's not joint property. It's been throughout. That's been the criteria. So if you have just a doorway through it, passageway through it, then you have your choice. That's the option case. If there's no doorway, then you can have to have two separate eruvim. And if it's completely open, then you have to have one eruv. So it's all purely a function of geometry.
This is a bale of hay between these places?
A bale of hay.
This is a wall of hay.
Let's give credit where it's due. After they finish eating, maybe it's left as a bale of hay. Now, nitma'eta teven mi'asrat vachim, if they ate so much, then now, meaning all along, or at least along more than 10 amot, so it's no longer a doorway. So at that point, assuming that it was mitma'et before Shabbat, because we saw before Shabbat, kivan shutra hutra, it's possibly true in this case, we saw earlier. But certainly if it was nitma'et before, if it's along a line of longer than 10 amot, it's not a door, it's a pirtza. And therefore you have no choice, you have to be ma'arev echad, you no longer have the option even of being ma'arev shnayim. Amar Rav Huna, now when we say you could continue to nibble, we mean nibble. We don't mean that you can now go ahead, take a shovel, and shovel it into the trough for the animal to eat, then allow the animal to nibble. Ubilvad shelo yiten letoch kupato. You can't put it into the trough now, biadayim, and have the animal eat it, because then already we would be chershesh either that it would rapidly be nitmayet miasara, or some learn, Rashi brings both possibilities, we'll see how they fit into the Gemara, that having set aside this tevin as a machitza, it's now a muktza, basically. You don't have a right to be a dying move it, but there's no problem of allowing the animals to nibble on it.
When was it mitvayet?
During Shabbos, right? The Pashtus Bechol, but we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to be concerned.
Wouldn't it be really taking
Muktzah Machmas Mekomah to a new level? Muktzah Machmas Mekomah, I never heard of that one. But that is definitely taking Muktzah to another new level. Okay. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that, what, as long as you don't put it into the trough, but Lukume, I mean, there's two levels over here. Do I have to stop the animal from nibbling? That's one extreme. Putting it into the animal trough is the other extreme. But, I mean, there's also something in the middle. I could take the animal and say, come, here. Yum, yum, looks yummy, doesn't it? Right? So at that point, I mean, that it's mashmir telling me, as long as I don't actually shuffle it into the trough, it's okay. So notice, I could lead her up. You know, you can lead the horse to the water. Okay, so that, can I do that? Is what the Mishnah says that you can. Asks the Gemara, is that true though? Lukumi shori. V'yom revun om rebe chanida. Ma'amida davet be'emtoa gabe asavim b'shabbat. Although we have no problem of your putting your animal on top of growing weeds, let it eat grass, and we're not afraid that you're going to take the grass and pick it for the animal because you're very sensitive to the Isser of Shabbat. But surprisingly, Ein ma'amid adam et b'emto agave mukse b'Shabbat. You cannot put your animal close to eating mukse. Why? Because there you're not sensitive. So we're afraid, okay, if you want the animal to eat it, you put it already on top of the mukse. The next step is you'll help it along about it. Here, try a little bit. Is it yummy?
Growing grass is muktzah.
Growing grass is worse than muktzah. The worse it is, the better it is. Because as long as it's going to be an issur d'oraisa, you won't come to pull on it. But if the only problem is that you had this stuff stored, and you're never taking it out, so it's muktzah still. Now on Shabbos, you see you need more, and you go out and you say, okay, you know what, let's just open up the storage. And you take it out. So that's what the word muktzah means, literally. You take it out of the muktzah. We're afraid that you'll pick up a little bit and try to get the animal to eat. So then over here, it should be the same thing. If you put the animal in front and you say, then you'll pick it up with your hands and you'll already start feeding. So, I mean, it's more mashmir here that the yisr is muktzah. You know, otherwise, we'll have to say we're comparing it to the same idea. If the issue is you don't want the animal to be eating it on Shabbos, it shouldn't be mismayed. So then you shouldn't be being maimed. Anyway, says the Gemara, well, the truth is that there is yet a fourth variation. The fourth variation is to koyim lo ba'apa v'yaz lo ba'achla. You can stand in front of the animal every time it tries to go somewhere else until it discovers this delicious matbein. But that doesn't mean you can actually put the animal on top of it. So therefore, as we know when it comes to human relationships, it works the same way. Some people you can feed, other people you can show, and other people you have to let them discover by standing in their way. And so, but this is part of raising children and education and so on and so forth. Okay. The same thing is true here. V'lo yitein letoch kupato. Tevin. Now, we have a similar case, very interesting. Vatanya. Suppose you have a house that opens up into two chatzirot. It's a large room in the middle. Door on either side, each door opening up into another chatzir. You put a big pile of straw down the middle of the room, And now you got one guy in one of these rooms, so to speak, which was Tevin on one side, and one guy on the other room. And you can continue from each side to eat from the Tevin, and every guy makes a separate Erev with the chotzer that he's in, because right now the house separates between the two chatzirot. And here it says, here it says beferush that you can do that. Physically remove it, not just allow an animal to eat it. That point, it becomes now Shnei Matzorim. What do you do under those circumstances where now you have a house that itself cannot be Ma'arev because it has two people in it anyway now? The house itself has got a problem. Now you're going to have a door open into the chatzer. Ooh, now you got a real problem. So the only thing that you could do is everybody thought you made an Erev. It turns out you have no Erev. You look around and say, oh my God, it's not 10 fucking high anymore. What am I going to do? So what you have to do is lock your door and be Mevatel Rishus. Later on, he's going to say, why do I have to do both? So, Noelet Beito, Mevatel Rishuto. And once you do that, so now you can't carry out of that house, which is always the case of Bittel, but the other people in the Chatzer now would be able to carry. Chavero Muta. We have exactly the same situation where you have two cities that are within the tchum of a pile of Tevin, a large storage area of Tevin. Rashi learns that a gov means a boar, like the gov arayot. Tosva says gov is never used that way for Tevin. I mean, just the opposite. How would Tevin suddenly become a gov? So Tosus learns, therefore, gov is miloshen givava, kash, and it's a pile of wavy. Okay, but in any event, what's going to happen over here is that each one gets to the middle of the pile of Tevin, which is 2,000 amot away from the edge of that city. So the east side of the pile is close to the west side of the city on the eastern side. And the west side is close to the eastern side of the city on the west side. Now, if Lamaisa, they're both drawing from the Gov, there might have been, in your mind, the thought that it would be Aser, because then maybe they'll take from the part that's Bechutz HaTchum, they'll carry it into the Tchum, and so on. And so therefore it's coming to tell us you have exactly the same situation. Each one can take from the tchum, and we're not worried about the question of whether they go, maybe they'll go into the other tchum and take. That's not our problem. Okay, but now getting to our issue, Katani Miyah, does it not say, it says you can actually take yourself and give it to the behemoth. Says the Gemara, that's because a bayit kivan de ika tikra ki mifchit minkra le milta hachalot minkra le milta. Now you see why Rashi said that the pshat in the sugya was the question of the chashash that it will be mitmayet me'asara. So in a house where you're continuing to take and the mechitza is shrinking in height, falling each time you take a piece, you will notice, because of the measurement that your eye continually makes, is how far away the ceiling is, you'll notice that, wow, the ceiling's getting higher and higher all the time. So you probably will figure out that it's not the ceiling that's getting higher, it's the mechitza that's getting lower. So over there, we don't have a problem, because it'll be noticeable. But where you have a mechitza between two chatzerot, there's nothing that's going to make it clear to you that it's gone down beneath a particular line of Asarat Vachim. So there, indeed, we have to be cautious that if you're going to be using this thing with that type of frequency to actually take a lot out of it, then, indeed, we shouldn't be monitoring its usage, because it's certainly going to come to a point where it's not Asarat Vachim. You won't realize it. So you'll go ahead, you'll make two separate Erevim when you had no right to make two separate Erevim. Therefore, there's no comparison between the two cases. Nitma'eta teven mi'asra tvachim. Once it's less than 10 tvachim, now neither person can carry in that house, because I mean, now they've got two people in the same rishus. Yeah. You're telling me that ha'asara sharik. The only issue here is that the teven should be 10 tvachim high. Okay. I got a problem with that, because then it never reached the roof. Before we had that whole big question about the trackling that they split, and they had hanging curtains, and the curtains were hanging, but they didn't get up to the ceiling, and you made such a big deal out of it that we have a temporary machitza. If it doesn't reach all the way to the ceiling, it's not considered to be a kosher machitza in terms of Erevin. How in the world is a pile of tefillin that you're using better than a hanging curtain? So why over here is it okay even though it didn't touch the ceiling? Yes, the Gemara, va'afal gav the medalia tikra tufa. In other words, you're not giving me any measurements of how high the ceiling is. So, shemamino mechitzot she'en magiyot tikra, shmad mechitzot, before you said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, who said that according to Beit Hillel, that the din is, that it's dafka mechitzot, she'en magiyot tikra, is always eruv echad l'kula. So how come over here it's good to separate? Amar Abaye, well, it's talking about a house that our president would be proud of, obviously made for dwarves. The house is actually 13 and a little bit less tefachim high. And that's what we're, therefore, once you get the teben is asaras, now it's within 3 tefachim of the ceiling. Within 3 tefachim in the ceiling, it's considered to be lavut. Ravuna b'reid Rav Yehoshua Amar, well, once you're talking about lavut, why do you need asara? You could have the ceiling being asara. Now, once it comes to 7 and something within the ceiling, I mean, you're ready to tell me that the physical concept of the space between the ceiling and the wall is amenable to the application of the halacha of love. It's not the fact that everybody's looking. You see, they all see a virtual wall there. Okay, so if you see a virtual wall, you might as well just have it 7 in a little bit, and then have up until the tikra 10. So what do you need? What do you need 10 for? Therefore, afilu tema b'bayit asara. You forgot that we're dealing with dwarves. So I feel a tema b'bayit asara, the teven shiva v'mashu, it's all to fight. The chopa chot mishlosha ke lavudami. Now this is very strange. Bishlem l'abaye, I mean, he kept talking about, is the teven ten tefachim high or not? It's nismayit from ten tefachim. I mean, okay, I know the economy asara. According to Rav Huna b'Rebbe of Yeshua, asara is a meaningless, it's not asara. It should say, Nitmayet ateven mishiva v'mashu? Why does it keep talking about 10? Nah, come on. I mean, you know the answer to that. Asara means virtual asara, not real asara. It means mitorat asara. In other words, once it loses its lovedness to the ceiling, so it's no longer good. Now, obviously, as Tosis points out, of course, Abaye himself holds of lovud. Nobody's arguing. So the question over here was whether lavud has any application. I mean, clearly when it comes to mechitzot reaching the tikra. So where are you talking about all I need is asar, let's say, in terms of sukkah? Of course a lavud is a mechitza between ropes. It's a perfectly valid mechitza. But over there it's only the technicality of mechitza in terms of rishuyot that matter. As we've pointed out innumerable times, when you're dealing with the concept of diurin, you're not looking at the same definition of mechitzot as elsewhere. Even though there's enough crossover to confuse you, and as we pointed out, the Gemara often discusses the crossover, but when it comes to diurin, it's the usage of the mechitza that's important. And therefore, Abaye said, look, in the same way that if you have a mechitza asara, which for all other purposes is perfectly kosher, and yet suddenly over here, when it comes to diurin, the fact that there's a big gap between it and the top, even your mind, if it's more than love, but it's not a kosher mechitza, why not? Why not? Certainly kosher machitzas, did you find anything else in the Torah? Because the point is, the usage now makes us all one big happy family. I see everybody in the office. That was the Investec case that we were talking about. Okay, so if that's the case as a buyer, I mean, what are you applying lovet to your bichlal? Lovet has nothing to do with it. If we were dealing with the standard normal halacha mechitzas, of course I'd agree with you. But that's not the point here. Therefore, asara means literally asara, and we'd have to be talking about a case in which the mechitza indeed is both a mechitza, and now it's already not nogeya, that it's so close to the ceiling, so that doesn't matter to me. Shneim asurim. So, what do you mean, shneim asurim? Are you saying if the animals nibble away now, or if the guy, in the case of the house, he takes away, feeds to his animals, all of a sudden, in the middle of Shabbos, you're telling me now both of them suddenly become us in the middle of Shabbos? I mean, that was the whole question that we had before, early on in the Masechta. We had the shaila of people that camp on Shabbos, new people come. Is it Mavato the Mechitzas? I mean, over there was certainly a strong thought to say that Shabbat, oil, utra, utra, same claw that we've had in so many cases. And now we tell them we have a Beferush, Brayta or Mishnah that says that there's a problem of Mechitzot in the middle of Shabbat. Because now we're adding the urine, is that clear? So Shmamina, the urine of Ayin Shabbat, Asurim? No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. The Mishnah could certainly be understood, Dilma. The imit mi etmol. I mean, maybe the problem is that we don't want this to be going on because you may not have noticed that before Shabbat already it was lower than us. All of a sudden you'll discover, oh my God, so what do we do now? Now that's the case that it was talking about. You look back and it's already after Shkia, you're about to sit down, eat your soda, you want to bring in some challah from the neighbor, and you take a look and you say, oh my God, we don't have a kosher Erev. What are we going to do? Because now I have another guy that lives in this house and is not new to Yuri. Kate said, well, says, so what should you do in such a case? Noel et beitom avatel rishuto. What do you mean? Tarte? Instead, you need to do two things. I've heard of such a thing. You have to lock the door and then formally be mavatel the rishus. Why? Now, the question is whether we really thought that one or the other is enough. There are many Rishonim who say that originally when the Gemara says Tarte, it wasn't asking, couldn't you do one or the other, because we never heard of a concept called Ni'ilat HaDelet. Whoever heard of Ni'ilat HaDelet being the equivalent of Bitol? Bitol is a particular thing that Chazal were metakeinim. They tell me, well, I lock my doors. I said, what do you mean? Lock your door because you want to go to sleep and not have Ganovin come in. What is that supposed to mean? So that the question only was, why do I need to lock my door if I'm a vata? Where did we ever see that this isn't a locking a door? So why should I need both? In which case, the Gemara's answer is a tremendous chiddush. That indeed you could lock your door as a sign that you're not going to use it, and that's the full equivalent of it, which is a tremendous chiddush. No, we never heard that before. Tosus asks that. He says it's very difficult to believe. I mean, so what does that mean? How does anybody get in to carry out? He says, maybe the meaning is you lock your door except for the time that you need to walk in and out. Because it certainly can't mean that you don't have a right to go in and out of your house. Never. It just meant you're a guest by the other people. So it would be a type of an indication that it's not viewed as an open, let's go back and forth, honey. If I need it, I'll open it, go out, and then I'll lock it again. But he doesn't like this pshat very much. I'll tell you what he says instead. V'ibay deima li'olam tarte. Actually, you need to do both ni'ilah and bitul. Why is that? Because kivan de dashbe ati letiltule. We are afraid that having lived for so long in a situation in which you carried freely from your house to the chatzar, you're simply going to forget. And therefore, you need to lock your door in order not to come to carry out. Maybe the problem is, what would be so terrible? Maybe the problem is because if you do, you'll be mevatel the bittul. But that was a machlokas earlier, whether if you do it b'shogeg, is it mevatel the bittul? So Rashi says that the point over here is that according to this Mandiyama, any time you're Mevatel, you have to lock the doors. Because you're used to bringing it in and out from this Rishus. Tosu says, I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, this is crazy. Again, the only place where we found similar concept was by Rava earlier, in one of the cases where the hot water spilled for the kid. He said it, that what I'm going to do is I'm going to move into the women's section. Mm-hmm. I'll take all my clothes into the other room, and then this room will be Mabatel, and then you can go ahead now and carry it out from my house. So over there, the Shaila, so why did he have to move the room? Remember, that was no gabbard. It could be Mabatel, Lechazer, Mabatel. So there we said, okay, maybe he's afraid that he's going to be stuck the whole day, so he'll move his stuff into the other room. He'll use the door to the outside. He won't go through the chutzah. But as a normal halacha, we never found that there's a chiyuv to be noiled out. Rashi said that ain't a chinami, according to... By the way, the second teretz is mevatel the first teretz. And normally we paskin like an ibayit ema, which means that the big chiddush that ne'ilah helps is no longer true. The first teretz was ne'ilah helps. We don't paskin that ne'ilah could take the place of bittul. But that's because we came along with an ibayit ema. The reaction is a whole other approach. But look, this is how Rashi learns. That we're afraid that you're going to be metaltel, since we're afraid you're going to be metaltel, you have to lock the door.
Looks like Pesach?
Something like that, yeah. So and he says that the Chora, that was the story before with Rava. That's why he needed to move things out. But otherwise he wouldn't, what's the point of moving things out? Possibly. But Tosfos says, look, the case over here is a unique case. The case over here is that the person is rogil to carrying things from the area over here, which was his own home, which has now become two homes. And he's not used to the idea of not being able to take something out from one side of the house and to bring it now. This is something that's completely new to him. Therefore, sisters, the point of here is the first Shabbos, never again. The first Shabbos that this is done, since he's Hurgal, that's the meaning of Kivan Dadash. He's not sensitive to the fact that his house is suddenly not the same house that it used to be. So once he gets used to that idea, the first week he went through the tsar of being Noel of Dela to bring it home to him, that his house is no longer the same. So then you'd never have to do it again. It's certainly not a din that every mevatel needs to do something in addition to his bittul.
But on this Shabbos, how can he bring his food in?
He can't, but other people can. People are allowed to carry. Remember, that's always the case. The other people he was mevatel to can carry. Hu asur v'chaveiro mutar. So
he should go eat by his neighbor.
No, they could come bring the house to him, or he could open up his fridge. Pshit, that says the Gemara. This is no different than any other bittul. I understand. Now you come to tell me who asur v'chaveiro mutar. We've had this 100 times. No. What it means is that even if we would be mevatel back to him, it would be asur. So lo tzricha d'hadar eder chubotel lechavre. So therefore, in other words, according to that, the Mishnah would be coming to tell us. Hakamash v'lan, the ein mevatlin v'chozrinu mevatlin. The point there would be that you cannot go back and be mevatel to him. V'chein ha'omer begov shel tevin shebein shnei tchumei Shabbat. Isn't that pshita? I mean, why would that be any worse than the problem of tearing down this mechitza? No, I say it might be different because according to Rabbi Akiva, holds a tchumim in the Araisa. So then, maybe we should make a gzera. So, mal with the tema, ligs or dilma ati lichlufe. Maybe over there, you're going to take and transfer the tevet that was from the tchum of the other year and hand it over into the people in this city, for the city's tchum. Kamashma, that even over there, we're not chayish, even though there's a diaraita that would be involved. And certainly, our case is holding drabona. To transfer from one rishus to another.
Zukta
Heilige Mishnah. How do we go about creating a shituv The simplest way is forget about collecting anything. Put a barrel of wine down and say, I'm being mezaka this to all of the people in the mavui, because remember the din that you need to have separate an indication of who's who. It was only the case where you were in business together, where it wasn't made with shame shituf, wasn't made with shame eruv. Normally speaking, we're not makbid on that. So you're mezaka lam al yedei beno bitoa gdolim. You could even be mezaka it to them by having your grown children that are capable of making kinyanim say, okay, could you pick this up and have in mind to be kena as a din of zechia for the people, the other people that are here. V'al yedei avdo v'shifchato ivrim, or you could give it even if you have a eved ivri who has a yad besides rabbo. V'al yedei ishto, who obviously has her own bank accounts and so on. Aval eno mizake, you cannot use v'no ubito haktanim, who can't make a kinyan. V'lo al yedei avdo v'shifchato haknanim, over there, they're simply, it's like taking out of one hand and putting in the other hand. I mean, what kind of zechiah is that?
If you just tell somebody...
That's not enough, because words don't create a kinyan.
In the boat once, and then it was like in the boat, and it was like
the Meister and
he said, Bikona. He sat down, Bikona. He made us the whole point. He said, it should be Kona. You're Kenyan Karka. That was a real Kenyan over here. Over here, we have Kulas. Normally, we'll see in the Gemara that it's not, we don't treat it the way we treat a normal Kenyan.
If you have somebody else next to you, you can say, you be Kona
for everybody. Yeah, which we do, right? When you make an Erev Tafshilin, don't you do that? You don't? What do you mean?
I say the bracha and I put it in the refrigerator.
No, you have to give it to your kids to pick it. You're marking it for the whole city, is what the meaning is. You don't just make an air for yourself.
No, I can't send a rug.
You give the air. Last I heard, I mean, that doesn't say to do that in your city.
Isn't that only if you're doing like other people come cook in your house or something? I mean, if you're cooking by yourself, what's the...
It doesn't meat? Say.
It really doesn't say.
The sitter doesn't say anything about that.
Okay. Surely it comes over every time, and you know, and it does with this, but it's because of this extra concern.
I can't believe it doesn't say. Give me a sitter. Any sitter. Is that a sitter over there?
Right, it's a sitter.
I think that that's...
One second. How could it be?
Art
scroll. Maybe it's my own Mishigas.
The art scroll is very interesting.
Ah, art scroll.
It's in...
Where?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, it has that in parentheses. So maybe it gives you instruction?
Humble pie. I said, art scroll, Mishama,
right?
It puts
Lono Lechor Yisrael into parentheses.
They give it to somebody.
Right, because they're not telling you to actually do it at all. Yeah. Or to even say it. Yeah, okay.
We found one, it's okay.
Yad Acher.
Huh? What did you say?
Yad Acher.
No kidding.
Erev Tafshilin.
We got the wrong today.
In Russia, Eloi Erev Tafshilin, Shokeach Pat, wrote a Yitnein Biyad Acher Gadol, Kedeva Zakot Bechol Bnei Ayir.
Wow.
Vazoche Magbiotecha, Viyikachenu HaMizakeh, Viyavarech, why was all part of the ceremony?
Just
got to
get new
I never saw that. I mean, that's the way it was done when I was a child. It's I'm a hakev, obviously, because I can make an eftaf shul for myself. It's not the same as this case. I just thought that you already know the thing by having gone through this myself.
It's rabbanim who do it.
Well, yeah, then? Okay.
So the rabbi sitter has it. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, that if you say the nusach, lona l'chol b'nei Yisrael, norim b'yirazot, so then it only makes sense if you were mizrach.
My family is okay.
Yeah, for sure. Now, your family is kol yirazot.
Call him Medina, no.
So even if you said that before there was something, unless you're not getting some of this, doesn't
you won't help them. Okay. Says Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Yehuda, Chavit Shel Shitufei Mevo'ot Tzarech Lagbiya Min HaKarka Tefa. You would have to lift it up, which is exactly what it said in that sitter. You have to lift it off the ground one Tefa. Tosis points out, you cannot bring a raya from here that a normal Kinyan of Hagbah is only a Tefa. Because clearly we're not Mechayev, you the same level of Kinyanim. These dinim, I mean, we're at Bikkur and Tzirus and so on, they're all formality Hagba'ah. So it could be in a real Kinyan of Hagba'ah, maybe you would need to lift it up that it shouldn't be loved, and so on. But there has to be an act of Kinyan. You don't just say, you say it, say to somebody to be Zocha. Zocha means by lifting it. Omar Rava, Hani Tarte Mili Saba de Pumpedisa Amrino. You should know that there are two things. One of them, what we just said, in which the Sabi de Pumbedisa, Sabi de Pumbedisa was Rav Yehuda and his yeshiva. There were some things that they were kodeya in the Beis Din there in Pumbedisa, that we call the Sabi de Pumbedisa, as opposed to every mimer of Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda with any yeshiva said. And one of them is this, that you have to lift up an Erev a Tefa. And the other one that everybody knows about is that if somebody's making Kiddush, he needs to be toei malei lugmav, and if not, he's not yotze. So in other words, malei lugmav, as we saw elsewhere, doesn't mean literally malei lugmav, but if you would be mesalik to one side, all of the wine, it would fill your cheek. Okay, so in other words, it's the rov revius. And that also comes from Sabi de Pumbedisa. Rav Chaviva says, I have another psak. Hanami Sabi de Pumbedisa Amrinu, Yom Rav Yiram HaShmuel, Osin medura lechaya b'shabbat, that you're allowed to make a large fire for a woman who gave birth on Shabbos. On Shabbos, referring to the first part of the statement, not the second. Sover mina lechaya in the cholelo. Now they thought that meant that it's a unique case that a woman who delivers gets chilled. But certainly we don't say that stam echolo, who feels chilled, is in the same matzav of a chaya. And furthermore, we thought that that means in the winter. In other words, if it's really cold and there's a sensitivity to the cold, so then of course it's a sakanat nefashot. But if it's bimota chamatza, it's 95 degrees outside, and this guy's got the chills. I mean, the chills are just a response, not to real cold, but to a perception of cold. So why should I make it warmer? It's not really cold anyway. So therefore, I shouldn't. And in fact, Amrav Chiya Bar Rav and Amrav Shmuel, no, it's not true. Because there it says that Shmuel's psak was, even if he was only mekis dam, all he did is he went into a bloodstream and he feels chilled. Osin lo midura b'shavat afilu b'tkufat tamuz. Even if it's the middle of the summer and it's boiling hot, the fact that a person is chilled means he has to be warmed. And it doesn't matter whether it's a serious thing, it could have been just because he gave a little bit too much blood, he would also.
The Shabbat is Mekis
Dam? No. Not before Shabbos. And now today he feels chilled from it. After Shkia gets chilled. Omar Amemar, I got another one. Anami Sabri Pupadisa Amrino, the Itmar. Ezohi Asheras Dam. Now this is very important for this coming week. What is considered to be an Ashera?
Also, Madura is already talking about a case where there's no goy available because we said.
Yeah, Chaya, we would ask a specifically Chaya, we would ask a nurse.
A goy nurse? Yeah, because even Kol Hashem Asakana, you can tell a goy is doing more.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need to ask. It's only that by a Chaya, we don't say it's a mitzvah to rush and do it yourself.
Yeah, because
but of course, you would do it yourself if there's
a.
By Chaya, it's different than a normal Chola in the other direction. By Chaya, we don't say rush to do it necessarily. The comfort issues. Okay, but it's really not a subject. Right. What would be an Asherah? I mean, a stop. where you have the priests are taking good care of this tree, ve'in to'amim miperoteha, but they won't eat the fruit. So why are they not eating the fruit? Must be because it's holy. And Shmuel says, no, it's very simple. Kagon da'amri, hani tagir l'shichra de'vedit surfei. There shotu lo b'yomei dam. They say that the fruit of this tree is going to be special for Christmas. We're going to make beer out of it. So over there, it means that they're meyached this particularly for worship and recover the avodah zarah. And there, in Akinami, that would turn the tree into an asherah, you know, holly or that kind of stuff.
Tinsel.
Cut it down.
Is it a little pine tree?
No.
They have a din of
asherah? No. You first have to have something that has a real din of avodah zarah. Okay, gentlemen, it's time for our speed dump, but that was certainly a lot of fun. No problem. That was the big problem. All right, why don't we do our speed dump? Melo afar, la filo bistama, vatsnan bayit, shemilo uteven otzeroto, bitlo batels. You see, dafke bitlo, but lo bitlo lo, omrevuna mantana oalot rebiosi. What? You're rebiosi, they're just the opposite, to Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tevin, Ve'inatid lefanot ha'ariyot kistam afar u'batel. Afar, ve'inatid lefanot ha'ariyot kistam tevin ve'lo batel. El Omer Vasi, sorry, got that back. Mantana Erevin, Rabbi Yossi. Ravuda, brother of Yeshua, Amar, what's the question? Tuma Shabbat, Karabita, Nach, Isur Shabbat, Afilo Arneki, Bevatelim She. Ravashi Omer, Bayit Acharitz, Karabita, Bishle, Becharitz, Lebitayme Koi. Elo bayit, what? I make koi. Natan alav neser shirov kavar ba'a omar rava loshano shiratan arochu ba'o. Avalor ko, even if it be 1 inch. Afiloko shunami. Sharei miyato miyar ba'a, that's all. V'chen shtei gezut zo keneged zo omar rava. Ha de amret zo keneged zo in. Zo shalo keneged zo lo. Or zo lemala mi zo. Also nami lo. Lo amran ela shiyesh peit zela ze shlosha tvachim. Aval, ein ben zela ze shlosha, gezustra akuma is what it's called, and you can still view it as one chatzer. Mat ben, she ben shtei chatzerot kevo asrat vachim ma'arvim shnayim ve'in ma'arvim echad. And, elu ma'achilin mekan, ve'elu ma'achilin mekan. But, if nitma'et ha'teven mi'asrat vachim, along a larger space than 10 amot, then ba'arvim echad ve'in ma'arvim shnayim. Omravuna ubavat shlo yitem dutoch kupato viyachil. Oh, so you're telling me lukume shari? Vomravuna omrav chanina ma'amina damet bento agabi asabi b'shabbat ve'in ma'amina damet bento agabi mukze b'shabbat. Well, it means not literally ma'amin. It means the koim la ba'apava azava akla. Now, if a lo yitem dutoch kupato teven, why not? Vatanya. Ba'yit shebein shtei chatzerot ubil uhu teven. Me'arvim shnayim ve'in me'arvim echad. Zenotein l'toch kupato v'yachio. Zenotein l'toch kupato v'yachio. Nitmayet ha'tevim me'asrat v'achim. Fine. Ben shneim asurim. Ketzad u'osen o'elet peito u'mevatelet rushuto. Hu asur v'chaviro mutar. V'chein ha'tomer begov shot teven shebein shnei tchumei Shabbat. Anyway. Katani mi'at zenotein l'toch kupato v'yachio. Zenotein l'toch kupato v'yachio. Amri, that's a bayit. Bayit, given hikam tikra. So, t'imifchad minkra lai milta. Whereas, hach, and the chatzir, lo minkra lai milta. Nitmayet ha'teven mi'asrat v'achim shneim asurim. So, what are you saying? Asra shorim? You're telling me, afa gav the medalia tikra tuva? That means, shma min ha'mechitzot she megiyot ha'tikra shman mechitzot. Om rabbi, no. Hach, b'bayit shlosha asar chaser mash v'askinan. The teven is asara, so it's within lovud of the tikra. Ravun and brother of Yeshua says, if that's the case, if you think of Baita Sarah, the Tevin could be Shevel Mashu. The Chopa Chod Bishol Shakal Abu Dami. So Bishlem Allah Baye, Hainu Diktondi Me Asara, literally. El Ravun and brother of Yeshua, my be Asara. It means me Torah Asara, of course. Shneim Asurim. Shmamin Adurin Abayim B'Shabbat Asurim. Well, who says it happens on Shabbat? Dilma Dimet Mietmo. Ketzaru Ose, Noel Betom of Atorishito, what Tarte? Oh, come on. Oh, no, elevator. Oh, my God, elevator. We buy them. And the truth is, we all am tarte. Because him and the dash bay, at the little toilet. It's always the case of Bittl. Now, let's see the other Ida, who Bittl el Chavre. Hakamash Monday, Eim Mevatlin, Vachozinu Mevatlin. V'chein ata omer begov shel tevhen, shebein shnei tchumei Shabbat, pshita. Let's see the Rabbi Akiva, Dome tchumei Dioraita. Ma'od, etem el ligzor dimati lichlufe. Kabash Valan. Keitzad bishtatvim b'mavui, miniach et hachavit v'omer harei zo l'chol b'nei mavui mezakelehen, al yedei b'no b'to ha'gdolim, al yedei avdo v'shivkato ivrim, or al yedei ishto avaleinu mezakeh, lo al yedei b'no b'to ha'ktanim, lo al yedei avdo v'shivkato ha'knanim, v'vleshi adan ki yado. Amrev yudah chavit shal shitufei mevaol, tzorich la'agbiya min hakarka tefach, Amarava Hani Tati Mim Sabit Pupitamrino. Choda Hoda, we just said, Idak and the Kadesh im Taham alone of Mavyatza, Vim Lav Loyatza. Omer of Khaviv, I got another one, and I'm Sabit Pupitamrino. The Omer of Yiramashmu, Osin Midurala Chayabi Shabbat, the Sovereign Allah Chayayin El Cholelo. And furthermore, Bimota Kishamimi, Bimota Hamalo. But in the end, we found out that Shmuel had said much more than that. Because it marmer of Kibar Rav and Amashmuel, even just if he's done when it's done, I'll say, I'll do Rav Shabbat. I feel a bit Kufat Tammuz. Amashmuel is another one that comes from Sabri Pumpadita, the Itma. Ezoi Asherah Stam, Omarav Koshikom Marim Shomrimota, Veinto Amin Miperotea, Vishmuel Amarka Gomiomer Hanitan Nashikhud Veinitzerfe, the Shatulai Beyomitam.